outdoors. From Rangeley to Eastport, Fort Kent to Kittery, the Maine Outdoors is waiting for all of us to see. The mountains, lakes, and rivers, the wildlife, and the woods are just outside your doorway. So get outside and find it in the Maine Outdoors. Fishing, hunting, winter, spring, summer, and fall. If it happens in the Maine Outdoors, they talk about it all. Just tune in your radio to 103.9. Jim and Paul and Bob and Matt are your Outdoors Hotline. Each Sunday night at 7 on WVOM. To find out what is happening, just listen to the radio to the Maine Outdoors.
Welcome to the Maine Outdoors. Here's tonight's host, Jim Thorne.
Well, how about that? We just won't tell V. Paul Reynolds that we changed that to say Jim Thorne.
Wow.
Huh? Wow.
Wow.
Could be the start of something great. Well, I am your host for the evening, Jim Thorne, here at Maine Outdoors, Maine's longest and oldest outdoor radio hunting and fishing show. And we're going to talk about some sweet things tonight, Jim.
Ooh.
And speaking of Jim, I see over there in the Maine Outdoors cabin, Jim is holding down the fort. How are things, Jim?
Things are going great. Things are going great. And I've got my buddy Norm beside me.
Hi, Norm.
Good evening.
I saw Norm over at the Sportsman Show this weekend.
Yes.
Helping the young ones tie some flies.
Tie some maple syrups.
Yeah, maple syrups. I it's funny, we just booked our weekend in June. Actually, it was a long weekend, 4 days in at McCanimac up in Haymock.
Oh, yes.
With Dave and Josie. So take my brother-in-law and my father-in-law and my brother and my cousin's husband, and we go up there. I think making it an annual tradition now. So I got all excited, and I went over to Old Town Trading Post, and Lissa helped me pick out a few good flies and got a couple green drakes. They were hot last year. So.
Oh, yeah. Those are always hot.
Yeah.
They are. And I'd like to say that we had a great turnout this weekend at the Curran Farm, which was the open house there, the Curran Living History Farm.
Yeah.
In Orrington. And we had a maple sugar boil-off there.
Oh, there.
And put it on ice cream. And the kids had a wonderful time with horse-drawn sleigh rides and bluegrass music from the girls.
Fantastic.
Great job. Wonderful.
Sounds like a fun time.
It was a fun time.
And it was cold enough outside so that everybody appreciated being inside, I'm sure.
We had Irish stews. We had all kinds of good food. It was a wonderful time.
Well, fantastic. And I know Norm had a lot because we stopped by the booth over there, and he was tying some flies with the Penobscot?
Penobscot Flyfishers.
Flyfishers.
Yeah, we do this every year. We do it at the Cabin Fever Reliever too, but we also take part in the Sportsman Show, and it works out really well. A lot of kids drop in and introduce them to tying a fly, and most of them smile when they leave with the fly. So
yeah,
it's so much fun to see the kids.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yesterday they had their mittens on, stuffing cookies in their mouth, the little guys, and they were getting a whole cookie in there. Mitten and all.
Well, my grandkids, I still have the first flies that they tied, in a box. So that is special. And they had a great turnout, great flow. I was over there Saturday and Sunday, and Saturday was just a fantastic day. We called it the perfect storm because the cold weather and the snow, I think, kept folks from, years
Couldn't
past.
Couldn't do anything else.
That's right.
Yep.
And everybody seemed to be in a good mood, and I was fortunate. I had the privilege of taking Sean Moody, who's one of the Republican candidates that's running for governor, and he came up and asked to go through. So we took him through the Sportsman Show, and he talked to a lot of different people there, and it was a different perspective to see somebody who took the interest to get the sportsman's point of view, and so I appreciated that, and I think a lot of folks did there as well.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Well, also in the studio tonight, coming all the way down from Aroostook County, up there in Smyrna, from Spring Break Maple and Honey, is Christy Brennan. Thank you, Christy, for coming down.
You're welcome, Jim.
This is your time of year. This is when you shine, the maple syrup sap tapping, everything's running. We can get a little warmer weather, probably help things out, wouldn't it?
It would. We have actually made syrup already.
Yeah.
Along with a lot of other maple producers. But for Northern Aroostook, or actually we're in the southern part, but for us to have made maple syrup before the 15th of March is usually rare.
Wow.
So.
Well, hopefully it's a sign of things to come.
A good season.
Good, good. Well, we'll come back and talk a lot more about all things maple syrup and maple tapping. If you're listening to us tonight, you're listening to us on 103.9 FM out of Bangor, 103.1 FM out of Augusta, and AM 1450 in Rockland. And if you would like to call in, if you have anything about the Maine Outdoors, doesn't necessarily have to be about maple syrup or maple tapping tonight, but if you have a question about that, we can certainly answer it. 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. Even if you're dialing local.
That's right.
Even if you're local. We were just talking to the producer tonight, and we have WVOM has a new website and new revamped, and we lost everything, unfortunately, on the podcast before 2018, January. But the good news is that the podcasts are able to be loaded now with this new format and the new website a lot faster.
And what is the new website?
The website is WVOMFM.com.
That's the same as the
same
old
address, yep. Just a new revamped website. And when you get there, you'll see what it means. But just passing that along to everybody. So
that means a lot to people that are from Maine, out of state.
That's right.
They love to follow it on the computer.
And not everybody is able to get it. I know I have a lot of friends up north that I talk to that don't get the signal. And, of course, it doesn't stream, so they're working on that as well. But as of right now, no. But
a lot of servicemen are getting it.
That's right.
Overseas.
Podcast is the next best thing. So good. Well, let's talk about the Outdoor Digest, which is brought to you this week and every week by the Northwoods Sporting Journal and Maine Outdoor Publications.
Yes, my favorite.
Well, let's see. The sunrise today was at 6:41. The sunset was at 6:44, which makes the length of day 12 hours and 3 minutes, which is an increase of 3 hours, 8 minutes over our shortest day of the year back in December. And if you're a spring lover like I am, you know that the official day of spring is coming right up on Tuesday, I believe. Tuesday is the first day of spring, so looking forward to that. Let's see, the last full moon was on March 1st. That was the worm moon. And the next full moon, which is going to be a blue moon, because if you have two full moons in the same month, that's a blue moon. So every once in a blue moon is March 31st. That's going to be the pink moon.
That pink moon.
The pink moon.
Hopefully it'll be the warming moon.
Hopefully it does. I looked at the forecast, and it doesn't sound a heck of a lot warmer than what it is right now. But
don't mind the cold nights.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Maybe Mother Nature will surprise us. But
yeah, hopefully.
Well, like I say, we had the Eastern Maine Sportsman Show. Great turnout this weekend. All the activities that we saw over there, I think everybody was just out. It's a rite of spring, and everybody just is so encouraged to get out. There were a lot of good taxidermists and hunting lodges and different places, fishing places and things to do. So it was great to get out and see all that and the kids and old and young alike. So
you've got the Maine Bow Hunters Association that they have a ton of kids that go there at the sportsman show and try shooting a bow.
Yeah.
So my friend Pete and Karen, he was busy working with those kids. It was quite a line.
Yeah. And looking ahead, next weekend is the Presque Isle Sportsman Show up at University of Maine Presque Isle. That's March 24th and 25th. And then the Augusta Show is March 30th through April 1st, the following weekend. And just want to remind everybody again, the Skowhegan Moose Festival and Lottery is at the Skowhegan Fairgrounds this year, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. And if you would like to be a sponsor, have a booth, or have more information about that, go to ScowheganMooseFest.com, ScowheganMooseFest.com. And I just want to remind everybody again tonight, if you didn't hear, Chesuncook Lake House, unfortunately, burned down this weekend.
Yes.
Owners Dave and Louisa Serpinet, we've had on the show here a couple times in the years past, and we just want to send our thoughts out to them. That's a devastating event to have happen, and whatever lies in their future, whether it's rebuilding or moving on. I know they have A-Ball Bridge Campground and the other campground that escapes my
They were asking people not to come in on sleds because they needed to use those trails to get stuff in and out of there.
Yeah. Well, let's have a trivia question, shall we? We're running a little bit behind.
What are we giving away tonight, Jim?
Tonight we are going to give away a free copy of V. Paul Reynolds' The Maine Angler's Logbook. That's V. Paul Reynolds' The Maine Angler's Logbook, his book on Maine angling. So
that's a good one.
Christy, would you mind reading us the trivia question tonight?
Which Maine county produces the most maple syrup in a typical year?
Which Maine county produces the most maple syrup in a typical year? If you know the answer to that, give us a call, 1-800-966-1039, and we'll be right back.
More Maine Outdoors next on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, AM 1450 Rockland, the voice of Maine.
Welcome back to the Maine Outdoors. Before we went to break, we had the Maine...
that's from our first caller.
we had the Maine Outdoor Trivia question. Good for a free copy of V. Paul Reynolds' book, The Maine Angler's Logbook. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yep. How you doing tonight?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Where are you calling in from?
Calling in from Eddington.
Eddington. How are things? Did you have a chance to get out to the Sportsman Show this weekend?
No, I didn't. I had to stay home with my new pup.
Oh, what'd you get?
Australian Shepherd.
Oh, well, there. I know a few of those. They do like to herd cars. There's one up at Brookside. They have one of those. And
mine likes to herd cats.
Well, we
I've got three cats, and she keeps them right in the bedroom.
Well, I can relate. We just got a Sheltie, which is a Shetland sheepdog, and in October, and every time we let the cat in, the Sheltie's right there to escort her from behind, right around to her food dish. So, yeah.
You probably hear that squeaking in the background. Every time I get on the phone, she picks that ball up.
Yeah, excited, wants to play. Well, you heard her question. Which Maine county, on average, produces the most maple syrup in a typical year? What do you think?
I'm just taking a wild stab at it. I didn't have anything to do, and I'm going to guess Waldo.
Waldo County. Christy?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Well, all right. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Listen every week.
Great.
And, thank you, and have a great night.
Great. Glad to have you. Thank you.
All right. How about Mike from Howland? You're on, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I'm going to take a wild guess, too, but there's a big operation up on the border of Canada, and I believe it's in Rustic County.
I know they do a lot of harvesting. I don't know whether all of it. Now can Canadian, is it like lumber? Like Irving can harvest lumber and take it over to Canada and it counts towards Canada?
No. Maple syrup on the Canadian border is done by a lot of Canadians, and it is Maine syrup. It is made in Maine. The only thing is that the operations are run by Canadians.
Okay. So, Aroostook County, is that the right answer?
That is not correct.
Oh. Yeah, I bet you were close, but that's not correct, Mike.
That's the next one down.
Yep.
That's
thank
right.
You, Mike.
Two down, 14 to go. I don't know that we have a caller right now, but we can come back to it in a minute. This is not I say when you hear the answer, you're going to go, ah, okay, because he's kind of on the right track because it's over near the Canadian border. But do we have another caller, Jim?
We do.
Yes, we do.
Go ahead, caller.
And who do we have on the line?
This is Ed from Farmington, Maine.
Ed, how are things in Farmington?
Well, just a little bit nibbly tonight.
Yeah, well.
Join the club.
It's supposed to be, I think, 0 to 15 degrees, but we won't talk about that
we'll
too much.
We'll go closer to the zero, I think.
Put another log on the fire.
Yeah. I'm going to say Oxford County.
Oxford County. What do you think, Christy?
Incorrect.
My goodness.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that.
You know, I bet our Oxford County does produce a lot of maple syrup as well, but unfortunately, that's not the answer we were looking for.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
Ed, thank you for listening, and maybe listen in, and we can get the right answer, and you'll go, oh, I was so close. We have another caller on the line.
We do. Go ahead, caller.
Hi there. Where are you calling in from?
Hello, caller.
I'm calling in from Skowhegan.
How are things in the beautiful Skowhegan town?
Pretty good. Just get out of work.
Good. You're hosting the Moose Festival. I keep plugging that as often as I can because we go to that every year, and it's always a fun event. And you guys are also celebrating your sesquicentennial this year, your 150th anniversary.
Yeah.
So big doings in Skowhegan this year. Well, you think you got an answer for our trivia question, which Maine county produces the most maple syrup?
I believe it's Somerset County.
Somerset.
That is correct.
Somerset County. Congratulations. We were all around it. We were Aroostook County a little high. We were Oxford a little below it. But Skowhegan comes through with the answer, and Somerset County is the answer. Thank you. Well, you just won V. Paul Reynolds' book, The Maine Angler's Logbook. So we will, I'll put you through to Jim when we're done, and he'll get your address, and we'll get a book right out to you. And that's a lot of good reading and tips and hints and things like that. Anything else you'd like to talk about in the outdoors tonight that you've been up to?
No, I think I'm all set.
Okay, well, you're getting better by the minute if you're on your way home from work. We appreciate your listening and tuning in, and enjoy the book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, there it is, Christy. We finally got the right answer. We kind of looked at each other, didn't know how hard that would be, how difficult it would be, but Skowhegan is coming through with the right answer, and they did get it, Somerset County. And you must have the breakdown. Of where you have the producers all throughout the states, from Aroostook County on down through. I know we were talking about Maine Maple Sunday coming right up, but before we get into that, I wanted to kind of get a little bit more information about you, how you got into producing maple, and what the background is it from there. You and your husband, Kevin, that have Maine maple, spring break maple syrup and honey up there in Smyrna.
Yeah, Jim, my husband grew up with a family that made maple syrup. They had a woodlot, and they tapped their trees out back. His great-grandfather started it, and then he finished with his great-uncle. And we spent a lot of springs in there when the kids were young. And so my husband was a logger, and so we were always looking for woodlots. And the lot that we are on right now was purchased for him to harvest during the spring when he was not on commercial forest ground. So what happened is when we did our forestry plan, we found a healthy, large grove of maple trees.
Yeah.
So after we found the trees, we reassessed what our overall plan was for that woodlot. So then we decided that going back into sugaring would be a good idea. So he started out with just a few taps, a few hundred taps, and he made 17 gallons of syrup the first year. And when he, when we were on his great-grandfather's ground, we always did it on buckets. Mm-hmm. On this property, he decided he wanted to try a pipeline.
Yeah.
So then the next year, he increased the taps. And by the third year, we were making more maple syrup than we knew what to do with.
Huh.
So that's how we got started. It was kind of a mud season way for him to kind of relax.
Yeah. And I've been up through your facility. It's you got a nice gift shop out front. You have the boiler. Is that the right term?
The evaporator.
Evaporator out back. And you're located right off Route 2, right by, if anybody knows, the Duck Pond Road in Smyrna. As soon as you come out of
the village.
Smyrna proper, downtown Smyrna, you come up on the top of the hill past the cemetery, and you're right there on the left. Pretty easy to find. You're not that far off the interstate either, are
you? No, we're 2 miles from the interstate.
Yeah, yeah.
The Oakfield Smyrna exit.
Yeah, and nice little facility there, and you got a nice gift shop. You got some maple sugar candies that you brought with you tonight, and those are packaged up nice and have the spring break, and things are in that, in your gift shop as well.
That's correct.
Yeah. And one of the other things that I was talking about when we were, before we went on air, you're maybe talking fourth generation maple sugar that you know of. Kevin's great-grandfather, you'd mentioned, was into the maple syrup.
Yeah, years ago, there was no sugar. So most every farmer made their own maple syrup.
Yeah.
So that's how, you know, that all transpired.
Huh. Well, we'll come back. We're going to take a short commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk, get a little bit more in depth about the maple sugar process and talk about it here. So stay tuned.
Next on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, AM 1450 Rockland, the voice of Maine.
Welcome back to the Maine Outdoors. I'm your host for the evening, Jim Thorne. And if you're listening to us tonight, you're listening to us on 103.9 FM out of Bangor, 101.3 FM out of Augusta, and AM 1450 in Rockland. And the number tonight, if you have a question, you can ask us anything you'd like. Not necessarily going to get the right answer, but you can ask us anything you'd like, is 1-800-966-1039. And my guest tonight is from Spring Break Maple and Honey up in Smyrna, Christy Brennan. And before we went on break, we were talking about some of the history behind how you got into tapping maple trees. And, you know, pretty much I have a neighbor up the street from me, Mark Gelbert, and I'm sure he has many generations of tapping trees. And I honked and waved to him yesterday on my way home, and he had the buckets hanging right out on the tap. And I have a friend, Mark Hayward, up in near Passadumkeag, that he also taps trees and goes out and collects as many buckets as he can from the maple trees. And I think it takes about 40 gallons of sap to make a gallon, depending on the richness of it, right?
Yeah, depending on the sugar content, but that is the overall average, is 40 to 1.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about the difference between maple trees. Rock maple, sugar maple, you said it is basically the same.
They are the same.
Same, and they're probably on
they're the sweeter tree.
Yeah. Maybe not as much. And then is it a red maple or a swamp maple?
Red maple or soft maple, it's called. And that is also good for maple syrup, but usually the sugar content is less.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many trees do you tap on your line?
We tap around 3,000.
3,000. Wow.
We're just small.
That's to me, that's mind-boggling. To go, hey, Jim, go out and tap 3,000 trees. Okay.
How long does it take to get tapped 3,000 trees?
And run the line. That's amazing.
If the going is good, You can tap it in less than a week, 5 days usually, if you can go right along. If the snow is deep, like after this last 24 inches that we got, thank God that we got them all tapped, because it would be brutal going.
I would think so, yeah.
But like I said, we're small in comparison. In Somerset County, there are sugar makers near the Quebec border that tap 77,000 to some are 50,000. Some may even be more than 75,000, 77,000.
Mm. And we didn't talk about this, so if you don't have an exact number, that's okay. But how many, can I say, commercial maple producers are there in Maine, roughly, like yourself? I mean,
I don't have that answer as far as commercial. But there is a fairly large amount of commercial producers.
Yeah, and out of the New England states, I know Quebec does a big maple producing maple syrup, and amongst the states, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire.
There's sugar making in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois. There's some in West Virginia. Hmm. There's an operation or two in Rhode Island now.
Yeah.
Massachusetts, northern part.
Yeah.
Connecticut. Hmm. I think that's about it.
Yeah. Well, I know that the Maine maple syrup, you know, the name Maine maple syrup is special, you know, just in and of itself, because there's a quality there that I know that the label of Maine puts a little bit more of a representation on it. So now, when does the season start typically?
The season starts, the best way to say it, it starts during mud season.
Mm-hmm.
So for a rustic county, it's usually 4 to 6 weeks later than the southern part of the state. So it will last 4 to 6 weeks with an average of 15 sap days during that 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
But in the southern part, so down in York County and Cumberland County down there, they typically will start sometime late February.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually start either mid-March, usually.
Okay.
And then even further north, they don't start till the end of March.
Now let me see if I can. Once you tap the tree for the spring, mm-hmm. it's tapped, right?
Correct.
So you may get a day that the sap runs slow, or you might get a day that maybe it warms right up to 45 and all of a sudden, oh boy, it's coming in fast and furious. Is that about how it works?
That is correct.
Yeah. And is it all gravity fed, or is there a section?
There, it can be both ways. It can be gravity fed. It can be on bucket, so you have to go out and collect. If you're on a pipeline, most people, it's either gravity feed or they have a vacuum system. And that vacuum system will haul the sap through the tubes into the sugar house or a collection tank.
Hmm. That's amazing. Now, I have to be honest with you. I was at the sportsman show yesterday, and there was a complaint about spring break maple syrup up at Camp Wapiti. I talked to Travis, and he said that spring break maple syrup is so addictive that his guests get hooked on it. Does that sound about right?
That is correct.
Yeah. And then he says, then they have to keep coming
and
back.
That's right. They
get their fix.
Yep, they keep coming back and buying more.
So that's something to keep in mind if you're listening out there. And I know that I always try to get a real maple syrup for the grandchildren, and you know they're used to the store stuff. But boy, when they taste that, there's something just very special about real maple syrup that it really gets to them. So now we were talking about you have 3,000 taps. Do you have an idea of how many taps there are in the state of Maine on total?
There is 1.89 million taps.
Okay. And now is that, wow, is that,
that's a lot.
That's is that just commercially or counted? But because I'm sure that there's, like, my brother-in-law and my father-in-law have a maple grove that they tap those trees, and they'll boil sap for a weekend or something like that when the sap's running. But those probably even aren't even counted into the average.
There's a lot of those small producers like that yeah. are not counted. You have to be a certain size in order to be counted. Mm-hmm. And then there is some people that don't want anybody to know, so they don't report. But this is based on the Department of Agriculture statistics.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, pardon the expression, there are probably some tree huggers that are listening that worry about, does it hurt the tree to tap it?
That was my thought.
Yeah. I not that Jim's the tree hugger or anything, but he just has a concern for everything in general. That's right, Jim?
Been known to cuddle up.
That's right. So does it hurt the tree?
It does not. It does affect the wood if the tree is cut. So if you have a tree and you aren't going to get a veneer log out of it,
mm-hmm.
but veneer logs are very, very rare anyways. So it does stain the wood on the inside, but we're finding, or not us as maple producers, but the log yards are finding that is becoming a specialty wood due to the unique characteristics of it.
I see.
Exactly.
Yeah. And is there an average age of the tree before it starts being a tap tree, or...
Yes.
Size?
The average age of a tree is about 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want it to be roughly 10 to 12 inches in diameter.
Is that just based on pure production or just growth of the tree to
it is,
establish?
Yes. It's okay. Based on the growth of the tree, really.
Yeah.
Almost like milking cows, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well. Similar.
Yeah.
And do you ever milk a maple tree?
You don't have to worry about being kicked in the head, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now, and you talked about all these states that produce maple syrup. I almost can't say maple syrup without saying Maine maple syrup. But where does Maine stand in that production of maple syrup compared to the other states?
Vermont is number one, of course, and New York is number two, and Maine is number three. We used to be neck and neck with New York. One year we'd be second.
Mm-hmm.
New York has implemented a program out there, so they have really expanded their maple businesses. So now we're number third, and we've been number third for the last few years.
Okay. Is there anything, obviously you work close with the Department of Agriculture. Is there a Maine maple producers board that convenes and goes over, not that there's any legislation that could help or hurt, but I mean, within the Department of Agriculture, there must be things that could be implemented to help the industry in a whole.
We do work well with the Department of Ag, and there is a Maine Maple Producers Association, and it is made up of not only maple producers, but there are some people maybe equipment companies that also belong to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's supported by a few others that don't necessarily tap trees, but most of the people are licensed producers.
Okay.
Are your boilers wood-fired or propane-fired?
We have a wood-fired evaporator.
Do you burn maple?
Only if it comes down in a windstorm.
I'm sorry. I just had to ask.
Yeah. Well,
But I will say that the technology in the maple industry in the last 10 years has developed hand over foot in the way the evaporators process. So you referred to it being the old-fashioned way. Our evaporator is not the old-fashioned evaporator. It can process, and I wished I had my husband here to tell me, because it's like 100 and some gallons per hour that it can process.
Yeah. Well,
it's impressive.
And at 40 gallons of sap to a gallon of maple syrup, that's saying, and there's a time involved for that.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So it used to be years ago when you boil maple sap, you put it in the evaporator and you sat there and you sat there and you spent maybe 24 hours. You went all night if you had to. Your friends come over and everybody enjoyed it. Now my husband, at the end of the day, he brings the sap to the sugar house and he's in and out of the sugar house in 4 hours.
Wow. That's pretty good.
It's real good.
Yeah. Well, it's that time of the show when we talk about a special friend of ours, Al Elkin, over at General Appliance Services. Speaking of gas, Jim, that was a great segue. I happened to see Al Elkin over at the Sportsman Show in Orono this weekend, and he talked to me a little bit about making sure that everybody knows that he services and repairs all kinds of gas appliances. Pretty much, he said, there's no make and model that I can't assist in servicing. So if you have a gas appliance and maybe it's not working right, or maybe it's not acting right, maybe it's not sounding right, by all means, give Al Elkin a call over at General Appliance and Services over on 91 Center Street in Brewer. His phone number is 989-4341, and he not only has the unique line of gas appliances, gas refrigerators, gas stoves, composting toilets even.
No way, baby.
I had to get that in there for Jim. But he also services and wanted me to make sure that I mentioned that he services all kinds of gas appliances. And not only is he going to be at the Orono Sportsman Show this week, but he's going up to the Presque Isle Sportsman Show this coming weekend. And he's also going to be down, I believe, at the Augusta Sportsman Show the following weekend. So you look for the guy that has the engineer's hat on and a big smile on his face, and that's friendly Al Elkin. Everybody that I've talked to that's done business with him has nothing but high regards to say for him. So if you have anything in the gas appliance needs section, go see Al over in Brewer.
And he also does all electrical appliances.
And he does. He is literally a jack of all trades. So,
and you can afford him.
And if he doesn't know how, he will definitely point you in the right direction, but I don't think that's happened yet.
Yep. Don't throw it out. Call Al.
Hey, that's a good one. We'll have to include that next time.
Yeah.
Don't throw it out. Call Al. Well, I'm here with Christy Brannon from Spring Break Maple Sugar and Honey up in Smyrna. She's located right off Route 2 before the Duck Pond Road, coming out of the big town of Smyrna, right before the Amish settlement up there, and the buffalo. There's a nice herd of buffalo up there, right past your location.
You allowed to roller skate there?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. There's a lot of big brown bumps out in the field, and most of them are frozen solid, and I definitely wouldn't put my roller skates on.
Don't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
There's a song in there somewhere, I know.
There is.
Well, this Sunday is Maple Sunday. This coming weekend is Maine Maple Sunday. And I know that there's a lot of participants like yourself that will be doing essentially open houses. That people can bring their families and come through and see process is that you do with maple syrup.
That's correct. This year is the 35th year for Maine Maple Sunday. This was all started by a group of sugar makers, most of them from the Somerset County area, that saw the need to invite people into their sugar houses to explain and show them how maple syrup is made. And I think there's over 100 sugar houses participating throughout the state.
Yeah, and I know my both my daughters. I have a daughter family that live in Gray and daughter family that live in Presque Isle, and they like taking the kids to pour the maple syrup in the snow and let it cool on a
sugar
stick.
Sugar on snow, yeah.
Yeah, they put a little stick down and it
roll it up and
solidifies the maple syrup, and that's what kid doesn't like a good maple syrup stick.
That's the best. That is the best.
And the website for Maine Maple Sunday, I got it up on the screen right now. You can type in mainemapleproducers.com, and that will bring up all the participants. It even has a state map there that tells all the things about every participant on Maine Maple Sunday, and it has a map that shows you locations, so you just basically pick a location and you can click on a number and whatever's closest to you or wherever you want to be or go to, or you can check them all out because it clicks right to your website, which is a great feature. Well, how can anybody get a hold of spring break if they wanted to?
They can go on to our website, mainemapleandhoney.com, all spelled out, or our Facebook page. Also, they can give us a call at 800-281-0021.
Yep.
We are open Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3.
Okay. And I think we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, and what's your name?
Tony.
Tony, and where are you calling from, Tony?
I'm calling from Prentice.
Prentice, wow.
Wow.
I don't know that I've ever had a call from Prentice.
Well,
you're the first call that I remember, Tony. How are things up in Prentice?
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Okay.
In regards to tapping trees.
Yes.
If you put a tap in, say you don't have a line, just a regular tap with buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Can you leave those taps in, and would they be good for the next year, or do you have to pull the taps and let the holes heal up and tap them again?
The best thing that you can do for your tree is to pull your tap and let the wound heal through the summer. It makes for a healthier tree. If not, you'll never get their tap out of your tree because the tree will start to grow around it.
Okay, because this is basically the first time I've tried it, and I wasn't sure if you could leave them in or not.
Nope, you don't want to leave them in.
Now, how many trees did you tap, Tony?
I tapped about, I got about 14 taps. I've already made like a gallon of maple syrup.
Oh, well there, fantastic. And I know some places you can go and you can actually even get the little plastic maple syrup containers, the little jugs.
I have them full.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a gallon and a pint now.
So, wow. So out of 14, what do you think you're going to do next year? More? Or?
I don't know. It depends on how much it snows.
Yeah. Now, how long did it take you to get the
Actually, I've been doing it for, about a week and a half now, and about every 5 gallons I boil down.
Yeah, yeah. And it probably not ideal right now, is it? You know, probably a little warm weather.
It's very slow.
Yeah,
very slow.
Yeah. Well, good.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening, Tony. I appreciate you calling in.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Got a question. We're talking about maple syrup. I grew up in northern Maine, and we had maple taffy and maple sugar and taffy. They would. You know, we'd go to the sugar house, and they would clean off the snow, and then they would come outdoors and ladle some taffy on the snow, and you would just take a stick and roll it up. And I haven't seen that treat in ages. Are there people out there making maple taffy?
You need to come to spring break next weekend. Most sugar houses that are open for Maine Maple Sunday will be providing free samples of what they call sugar on the snow, which is your taffy. It is a favorite amongst all age children.
Mine for sure.
Yeah.
I started doing that in Canada when I was about 5 years old.
Yeah, and I encourage anybody that hasn't gone out to a Maine Maple Sunday. I know everybody's heard about it. Not everybody, you know, has probably made the effort to go out, find a sugar. But now it's so easy. You just go on MaineMapleProducers.com, and it brings up Maple Sunday right there on the front page, and it tells you all the participants and all their locations on the map of Maine, and it makes it super easy. And I've been to them before, and everybody is in, you know, such a good mood. It's such a fun time. The kids are out there. The older folks are out there. It's a Maine tradition for sure. And I was part of when my brother-in-law and father-in-law boiled down that sap. And, I mean, it was an ongoing process for over a week, probably 2 weeks, that he would go over and check the buckets and then he'd do a boil off once he collected all the buckets and everything. So,
right.
Yeah, and it's fun. And usually by that time it's a little bit better weather, and you've been in and indoors all winter, and everything is good.
So. It is. It really is. It's a fun time. It's, you know, and especially, you know, with the older generation that comes, and when their face lights up when they see that sugar on the snow, mm-hmm. it just melts your heart.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's really, really fun to be able to bring back those memories for those people.
And it's very, very sweet.
It is very sweet.
Now, is there anything on the horizon or in the works that you're working on as far as spring break is
less
concerned?
We do have some things we're working on. I'm not at liberty at this point to say.
Ooh,
but
sounds big, though.
But spring break is basically, we do maple syrup, but our biggest part of our business is actually maple candy.
Yeah.
I
love maple candy. And my grandfather taught me, you know, to put maple syrup, real maple syrup, on vanilla ice cream. I'm sure it would go well with a lot of different flavors of ice cream, but vanilla especially is just something special, the way it blends and tastes together.
Right.
Well, Christy, thank you for coming down and talking with us tonight about maple syrup. We encourage everybody to join in Bob Lehman next weekend. He'll be on with a special guest talking about fishing, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right here, we have another announcement.
Dover Foxcroft. Foxcroft Academy, next Sunday morning, they're having a breakfast. Has to do with Maple Syrup Weekend. And also, on another note, Jordan Lee won the Bassmaster Classic 2018.
Congratulations.
Are you a Class A CDL driver?
See you next week on Maine Outdoors.
Looking for an opportunity worthy experience, one that offers a small company environment while providing the benefits of a large enterprise. Old Castle Lawn and Garden is what you've been waiting for. They're now hiring company drivers and owner-operators for seasonal work in their flatbed and live floor division at their Poland Spring facility. If you're looking for a challenging yet rewarding opportunity, visit oldcastle.com and click on careers to apply.